That's right. And if you're a man, you'll go to Vicky's. That's all I'm saying.
Been there last week. We swung by. Barbecue Bob and I were over in Metro Saranac, and we were wheeling over there. He helped me do a little my real job work, and a buddy that always steps up, and I appreciate that. I was in a jam. Barbecue Bob bailed me out, helped me do a little cabinetry delivery.
And we got some pasties as a
reward.
That's
right, and we got some pasties.
Tony and Tony flipped us some pasties.
Yeah,
I was a hero when I got home.
Well, not a whole hero, because we had a couple of them in the truck on the way back.
Don't tell them now.
Yeah.
I told them that was it. Anyway, today's man law is, you don't have to be great to get started, but you do have to get started to be great.
Absolutely.
That's Chuck Norris' man law, by the way.
Is that
Chuck Norris.
Yeah, right. One of the original badasses of American cinema.
The only thing tougher than a Dodge Ram.
Yeah, right. It's Chuck Norris, right? Riding his little cart thing where he does the pull-ups on it, right? And yeah, I remember that guy. Yeah, anyway.
So it's still muzzleloader season.
Right.
I'm probably done for the year because I don't think I can go back up. Just too many holiday things going on. But had some wonderful time in the snow with a muzzleloader. I would tell you that with this snow, the lake effect snow especially, and stuff that's coming down, if you're out there and you're camping like I do in the wilderness where it's dark and, I mean, windy, nasty, you don't have many amenities, one of the things you want to do is bring a shelter with you, because to put up a little basic canopy, you can get them for $120 at Menards or wherever, really nice sturdy canopies. When that snow is really coming down, it's really nice. I put it right up to the edge of my fire, and then I sit under the canopy, and then the heat, the radiant heat comes in, the trailer's in the back. It's I think getting your shelter in place is kind of just a...
Back to the wind.
It's a good deal, because you can get really, really cold and kind of dangerous when you're out there like that. So
yeah.
Just a little word to the wise. The other thing is, for grilling, when you're out at deer camp like that, I don't know what you're grilling on, but some guys use tripods. I don't know what you prefer.
Well, it depends what you brought with you, right?
I mean, use a gas grill, I think, at the camp you go to.
Well, that's because it's a modern camp.
What's
where
there?
You're at, you're bringing a
caveman.
You're bringing a kettle grill, or you're bringing a little hibachi, or
no,
whatever
it's,
it was.
No, it's a fire.
In.
It's just a fire. We have a big bonfire,
and you're grilling on the coals.
We cook over coals.
Right. Yep.
So if you're doing that, I think. Since it's so stinking cold, my selfishness says I want to make it quick. I don't want to dink around and, you know, have to get tortured with the fighting the cold weather and all this. My guys are hungry. We want to throw something on that we can flash. So I'm going to go high heat. I'm going to go with something like a ribeye and high heat.
Big old fatty steak.
Yes.
You can take that heat.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to salt the heck out of it for... Oh, maybe 10 minutes before I throw it on.
Like a kosher or a sea salt.
A little bit like that, you know.
Flaky or granule,
yeah,
right?
Because you're not going to rinse it, so you don't want to draw too much moisture out. But then I'm going to pepper it, I'm going to throw it on that tripod or grates, whatever I've got, and I'm going to high temp it, and I'm just going to char the shite out of it and maybe throw a little garlic toast on the edge of the grate, and that's it. Like steak and toast. That's our dinner when we're at deer camp.
Nothing wrong with
that. That's muzzleloader time, buddy.
As long as you got enough of it.
Oh.
Right?
And then
maybe,
you got a nice IPA like this one right here.
IPA and a cigar when you're done.
That's right.
Throw some more wood on the fire so you get a little rip roaring and you get all cozy before you crawl into that.
So what that tells you is you got to head to Siciliano's before you head to deer camp.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
They got all of that and more. All right. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I hope you're finishing up your shopping and Santa Claus is coming your way. We will be with you next week on Christmas Eve. So until then, take care.
I'm dreaming of a white